Welcome to another SearchDataManagement.com podcast. I'm Hannah Smaltry, site editor. Today, we're talking about building a business case for master data management. Our readers have told us that this is not always an easy process, since it requires calculating the cost of bad data to justify the price of a potentially multi-year master data management project. And if you haven't attempted to calculate these costs, don't worry, you're not alone. Ventana Research recently surveyed over 500 businesses to determine the state of master data management maturity. Almost 50% of those surveyed indicated they had not even attempted to calculate the cost of bad data. And over 6% estimated that their costs are reaching well beyond $11 million. And we've heard that implementing master data management isn't always easy either. Experts tell us you can't just throw money or software at a master data problem. Organizations also need to budget for data governance, data stewardship, and other process improvements. So to sort this all out and get some tips and advice about building a business case for master data management, we called on David Stotter with Ventana Research. David is a Ventana Research Vice President and Research Director for Information Management and IT Performance Management, with a specialization in business intelligence and analytics. Thank you for speaking with us today, David.
You're welcome, Hannah. It's good to be here.
So let's start off by asking, how do companies even begin to quantify the cost of bad data, or, to put a more positive spin on it, start calculating the potential value of master data management?
I think businesses have long had difficulty quantifying the cost of bad data, other than to suffer the consequences of the problem. It's clear that incorrect customer data leads to missed opportunities for cross-sell and upsell of existing customers, as well as inefficient methods of finding new customers, and increased chances that you're going to irritate all your customers through incorrect billing, poorly aimed marketing, and other problems. Also, with regulations such as HIPAA and Do Not Call lists in place, bad data could lead to regulatory violations, public embarrassment, and even legal penalties. There is bad data, but there's also incompatible data, and that's another issue that master data management needs to address. In other words, this is where the data certainly has meaning, but it's not universally understood across the organization. This confusion impedes the flow of information throughout the organization and generally raises the cost of doing business. So master data management, it's about information about customers, products, suppliers, regions, hierarchies, and involves business rules and other detailed aspects of the company's business. And so what master data management, what makes it different from other previous efforts to address bad data and resolve inconsistencies is that, the way I see it, MDM does not treat information assets as static, as I think other systems have in the past. MDM addresses the use of data by both business users and processes. So that way they can look at the business potential of MDM, not just in terms of an IT project.
What is the wrong way to build a business case for master data management, or what sort of flawed approaches have you heard about?
Well, I think that IT in particular, and really the business side, have to look at what's happened in the past with information repositories and other efforts to try to improve data quality throughout an organization, because this is not a new problem. People have been trying to address this for a long, long time. And I think that one of the things that happened in the past is that some of those objectives tried to use an expression people use today, tried to boil the ocean. And those always fall short of expectations because you just can't accomplish the whole thing in one fell swoop. So I think that's an important consideration right off the bat, that expectations have to be set appropriately. And that MDM, by raising the target up to the business level, up to addressing business definitions and the use of data and information, that should get the attention of the business people. And so it's important for the business side to be involved in the project in terms of setting goals and expectations. Some organizations are formally doing this collaboration through centers of excellence, competency centers, and advisory councils, just to give a few of the names that these groups of champions and evangelists who regularly meet to review an MDM project are called. So we find that many organizations will start with this approach and try to get kind of an organizational or political kind of body together, and then look for good reference data sources around the organization where data is managed well, and begin to work MDM through a few related sources before trying to expand into an enterprise initiative. I should say that we've done some research in this area, and 36%, according to one of our recent studies, do have projects in place to be deployed across the enterprise. And another 44% said they started corporate projects in certain business functions or divisions, but do envision rolling it out as an enterprise implementation. So I think MDM should be about saving IT costs. I think it's one thing that should be interesting both to IT and to the business management. So lowering the total cost of ownership should be an objective of the project, not taking on hugely new licensing costs and lots of new people. MDM is often applied to thinning out the duplication of efforts in gathering, managing, and even reporting for BI and other kinds of analytics. So one of the project's benefits should be in reducing the duplication throughout all of the BI and data warehousing information stack. So there, a big goal should be reducing the cost of IT, not increasing the cost. And then improving security and quality of information and utilizing IT investments most effectively are two other major drivers that we see in terms of the business, making the business case for MDM. So MDM is often tied into data governance efforts, which can be about documenting and setting up better governance for certainly regulatory compliance and other external data quality requirements. So a good MDM project will address these issues at the top. And in order to anchor the business case in something vitally important, data governance is also something that goes along with MDM. I think MDM should be, though, a pragmatic, practical exercise, though, just in sum, not pie in the sky and that kind of approach that we've seen in the past.
Dave, can you tell us some common elements of successful MDM business cases and programs?
One that we've seen definitely is a collaboration, as I mentioned, between business and IT. I think IT has to avoid repeating past mistakes of trying to dictate or regulate what business users do, because then I think past experience is that what happens is they just go around IT and go back to their spreadsheets and back to making the data mess that everybody's trying to clean up. So this should be about cleaning up the information asset and flow for the business, so users should be deeply involved. I think a second point is to build off or improve upon efforts already in place to integrate and improve the consistency of information. So MDM can improve data warehousing efforts, for example, I think, in particular by reducing duplication, confusion, reporting hierarchies, which can really slow down a data warehouse effort in the whole BI stack. So that this way, the data warehouse is not devoting cycles to activities that are unnecessary or out of date in terms of reporting. In terms of operational systems, including ERP systems, many of these are now having to manage their own sets of metadata and master data. And so I think there, a centralized MDM system or methodology could offload some of these tasks so that the ERP systems could be focused on what they really do best, which is more about business processes and other application tasks. And MDM can also support many of the information management needs of emerging service-oriented architectures as well. So I think if for organizations that are moving to SOA, they should definitely be looking at MDM as a way to handle the information architecture. A third point that I think you see commonly in successful implementations is that companies that have experienced mergers and acquisitions as part of their, or have that as part of their business plan to grow through acquisition, face really tough challenges in terms of data quality and duplication and consistency. So I think some of the customers I've talked to and case studies I've seen that I think are really dazzling are the ones that really are kind of about that situation where a company's bought another company and have to very quickly begin to pull the assets together and consolidate. So MDM has a very clear mission here. And so successful efforts at MDM are often about establishing rules and workflow and processes to put in place to resolve inconsistencies across these acquired systems and even use this ability to do the actual consolidation of data sources and applications over time. So a fourth point, and this is kind of related, is that successful MDM projects, I think, support and identify themselves through higher level business initiatives. This is something that makes it a little bit different from IT integration efforts in the past. And these might be such as improving customer satisfaction or improving the supply chain performance by reducing shipping errors, something very clearly definable in a business way. And I think that way also MDM initiatives can show quantifiable success in terms of business. And so the fifth one would be that I think organizations waste a lot of time over who has the correct data. You see that a lot in terms of meetings and especially if it's about planning, budgeting, or forecasting efforts, which are typically done even today on personal spreadsheets such as Excel. So MDM can begin to take this problem in hand and make those efforts work off a consistent source of reference definitions so that when managers collaborate, they can move past the usual data arguments and begin to focus more on the business problems. So the MDM effort should look at where the pain is, I think, and where users are really wasting time trying to gather and consolidate information. And then become the business user's ally into getting more productive faster.
Interesting. You mentioned data governance earlier and some other sort of process-related things. I'm wondering how much of master data management costs are generally technology-related versus people or process-related. Are there any guidelines you can offer around that?
Well, I think that there are going to be costs related to both, certainly. And I think one thing is that so far we're seeing MDM projects most active in organizations that exceed $10 billion in annual revenues. So the really large organizations are taking this kind of project on first, and these organizations generally will have the resources to devote to the effort. And they also have the biggest problems to deal with in terms of inconsistent and low-quality information across, as I mentioned before, if they've grown through mergers and acquisitions, you know, they're facing a lot of redundancy and inconsistency in their data sources. So they see the need to improve the accountability of information as well, and they're looking for another way to be serving specific business functions such as finance. And so those specific business functions will be interested in able to put their own resources into the project. So it's not just IT standing alone. Now, there are both people and technology issues involved. I'd say on the technology side, most data warehousing and integration efforts are not as process-oriented or workflow-oriented as the MDM efforts will have to be. So these will have to be extended and you know, looked at again to see if they can really serve an MDM process. And I think the other thing is you have to look at some of the more discrete issues that are important to address, such as data profiling, discovery, and other integration tasks that may need new tools to provide a better view of the data and how it should be consolidated. I think ultimately we're probably going to get to the point where organizations will want MDM to be comprehensive. They want to be able to see really through a workbench or through a suite the entire process that they're looking at, the entire workflow of an MDM. That will include profiling and discovery and all these other more discrete tasks. But I think for now, it's important that organizations look at the individual tools that they need and maybe build it up that way. I think on the people side, as I mentioned before, since business people are critical, you want to get the business and IT people both together in these centers of excellence or advisory councils and that of that sort of nature. And these organizations can then establish incremental benchmarks and deliverables to bring back to the business. And again, these could be related to specific business initiatives, such as increasing qualified leads in marketing and contact centers, or driving greater self-service and customer behavior. While MDM is an enterprise initiative, I think, in the end, and will be a horizontal kind of platform solution for the organization, I think is best and most of the success will come by looking at the problem a little bit more vertically and trying to solve actual business problems.
And when should technology evaluations and selections come into the process? Are there any tips for evaluating and sorting out MDM technology options?
Well, there are a lot of multiple definitions of MDM out there. I think that's one issue that I know everybody's dealing with because we often still get questions of, you know, what is MDM? What exactly do you mean by that? And so I think that there's a lot of rival definitions. I think there's also a general distinguishing feature between analytical and operational MDM. And that is one that we see as well, where analytical is more about supporting BI and reporting and analysis activities, including things like reporting hierarchies, whereas operational MDM is more about establishing a gold copy or reference data that can be used by multiple transaction-oriented applications. So that's one distinction that people should look at when they're looking at tools and looking at technology to combat the problem. And then you do have both small vendors and large talking about MDM. And, of course, as you get to the larger vendors, that often includes a lot of services approaches that go with the software. So, again, organizations have to look at what they really want to take on in terms of build versus buy and bringing in tools themselves that they get their IT shop can work with versus outsourcing a lot of the effort to more service-oriented organizations. I think a first step is to see what assets and processes are already in place to handle some of the key activities involved in MDM, such as data integration and the profiling and discovery and business rules management that will be involved. Then you can see what's missing from your current set of tools and current set of technology expertise in the organization to accomplish the specific business purpose identified. Another key issue, I think, is to make MDM efforts repeatable. So you don't want to have to, you know, reinvent the wheel as you go from business function to address MDM problems. And that's where I get to the idea you really need that enterprise view ultimately with MDM. So that way, as you're consolidating systems throughout the organization, particularly after mergers and acquisitions, you can be able to move from one scenario to another and set up rules and processes and workflow that will be working again and again and can be refined and continuously improved as you go along. Then finally, I think IT and the business side need to be in agreement over goals, no question about that, so that both can be happy with the deliverables and also that filters into how the technology acquisition works and whether those are successful.
And I've heard from readers about master data management supporting all different kinds of departments and initiatives. I'm wondering, how does funding for master data management work? Who pays for it, and how should it work?
Well, I think, Hannah, that's an age-old issue for certainly IT, as to how to get business departments and business functions to pay for things that don't seem to elicit an obvious payback. And so I think that's where it's important for, again, for IT and business to begin to work together to establish specific deliverables and solve specific business problems, so that that's a good way to get funding. Because if the business side can see, oh, we're going to, you know, solve a customer data problem that will lead to more use of customer self-service, which is going to drive down their costs, then that's obviously something they're going to be very interested in. But I think going back to, again, a little bit to the analytical and operational MDM differences, I think there you can see that certainly on the analytical side, you're going to have finance very interested in this, because it's going to improve their reporting hierarchies and make them more agile that way, so that when hierarchies are changed or altered, particularly, again, through acquisition or reshifting of sales territories in other departments, it isn't going to involve like an enormous effort to redo the entire system of reporting in an organization. So MDM can be very useful and drive down costs there. And then on the operations side, forever organizations are trying to get their applications integrated. This has been going on for a long time. And the information integration side of it is some of the most difficult to do. And so MDM is being applied there within certain ERP systems. But obviously, most organizations have multiple systems. They might have, for example, Oracle and SAP, or even if they have, you know, all the different systems that, say, Oracle has been acquiring lately, these systems are still discrete enough that MDM is something that they really need to be looking at in terms of unifying the applications and improving the information flow, and therefore getting more return on investment from those applications. So there, I think, again, an MDM effort can attract interest from the supply chain, manufacturing, inventory management people, if, again, it can be shown as a direct business benefit to what they're trying to do.
Finally, how should MDM success be measured? How do you know you've done it?
Well, again, not to keep repeating myself, but I think that if you look at it again through business benefits, that's how it should be measured. I think that's what's distinct about MDM from previous integration efforts, is that if you can point to a business problem that was improved or resolved, costs being driven down not only in IT, but that's certainly a significant issue, is IT costs, but also in the business side as well, that's really success in terms of MDM. Because it's a little bit difficult to measure in terms of amount of data reconciled or number of data quality problems solved just on that basis alone. Because for one thing, I think that organizations are going to be always having data quality and data inconsistency issues they're going to have to resolve. They're never going to get to the end of it. So it's better to just look at the business issues that are being resolved, and then being able to set in place, I think this is another big issue with MDM, is to be able to set in place the rules and the workflow and the processes so that you can move from one issue to the next, so that in the end, you will start to build this horizontal function that will begin to address a much greater number of problems that the organization is facing in terms of data inconsistency and information quality problems. So I think there are three things really: to be incremental, to address business problems and measure the success in terms of business problems solved, and then establish the process and the workflow ability so that the solution can be repeatable.
Great. Well, thank you again for speaking with us, David Stotter with Ventana Research. And to learn more about Ventana Research, please visit their website at ventanaresearch.com. You can also find that on the landing page where you downloaded this podcast. And we hope you continue to turn to searchdatamanagement.com for articles, resources, and expert advice about master data management and a host of other data management topics. Once again, you've been listening to a searchdatamanagement.com podcast. I'm Hannah Smaltry, site editor. Thank you for listening, and have a great day.